The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 756.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to leverage the power of mindset to build your business faster. Oh, yeah. We like that, don't we? I'm Dana Wild. I'm your host. And if you want to leverage the power of mindset and you want to do it each and every day, then definitely check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. It's at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. Go check it out. You're going to like it. It's like getting a little jolt of happy every morning. So today we are going to talk about how to apply the train your brain principles to your own industry to help your peeps. Like whoever's following you, you're maybe talking about a different topic besides building businesses. And how do you do that? We had somebody write in, and what she wrote was, she said, I have been wanting to ask Dana for quite some time if she could do more related to health and how to apply some of her principles to people and their health issues, especially gut health. After all, people are busy, and almost everything that results from being busy can also affect one's health and their energy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I want my people ranting. I want them understanding how important mindset matters to their health and well-being. And especially since I also teach about the gut-brain connection and brain health, et cetera. So great question. And I'm really glad you asked this, because it's my hope that everybody takes these principles and brings them to their own respective sandboxes. Because I'm just one person. I've got my one little niche of the world. I've got my one thing I talk about. And wouldn't it be great if mindset could be out in every industry and talking about it in a bigger way? Think of how the world will change when everybody really gets this, right? So we're going to do this as two parts. Today is part one, and I'm going to talk about why this can be applied to anything. And then in the next episode, I'm going to talk about how to apply it to your industry. So let me just start out by saying that train your brain can be applied to anything. Because if you think about it, what am I really selling here? Like, what is the message that I'm selling? And the message I'm selling isn't necessarily think better thoughts. Like, that's what people end up getting when they come into the sandbox. But what they think they're getting when they come into this world is build your business faster. So that's the problem that I'm addressing. There's an old axiom in marketing, and it goes something like, sell them what they want, give them what they need. So they come into the Train Your Brain sandbox saying, I want to build my business faster. I want to build my business faster. But what I give them when they get here is, well, guess what? You'd be building your business faster if you train your brain. Train your brain is how you do it. They don't know that mindset is their issue often until they come into the world. After they get into my world, then they know mindset's the issue. And I can obviously teach people a few things besides mindset, like picking a marketing superpower or stepping into their celebrity or things like that. But everything really starts with mindset. And if you're here and if you're a follower of the show for any length of time, then you really get that about train your brain as well. And you get that it applies to every field. If somebody has gut health as an issue, they are only going to get better faster if they are training their brain or applying mindset first. If they're looking for love, they're only going to find love. They'll find love faster if they are training their brain. They'll lose weight faster and easier and with more ease if they're training their brain. They'll parenting will be easier if they're training their brain. Improving in a sport will happen more rapidly if they're training their brain. All of those things, it can be applied. Like if you think about what the four steps are with train your brain, it's so easy to see how they apply to everything. You know, the four steps are, step one is the wake up step. Become aware of what you're thinking about and what you're talking about. And so sometimes people are thinking, I'm too busy to eat healthy, and that would affect their gut health. Or if it's a parenting issue, they might be thinking, like, I'm not competent as a parent, or I'm too stressed out, or I'm too busy, or my kids are, you know, wrong in some way, shape, or form. Or if they are improving in a sport, they might be thinking, I can't seem to break through a certain plateau. Now, we all know, because we've been doing this for a while, that when you have thoughts like that, it's your brain and your body and your reticular activating system's full-time job to make sure that the outside world matches whatever you're thinking and talking about. So if you can help your people wake up to their message, which is step one, that's huge. When they start making that connection that they have a reticular activating system in their head that is making a match of whatever they're talking about, suddenly it becomes easier to talk differently about food so that your gut health improves. Talk differently about finding love so that it becomes easier. Talk differently about weight loss so that it comes off easier. All of those things. So step one, wake up. Step two, decide. Make a decision about what you're talking about and what you're thinking about. Do I want to keep matching this story? Do I want to keep matching this story? Because the brain's going to match it up whether or not you like it. It's matching up everything you think about, everything you talk about. And sometimes you don't care. Sometimes you're just fine with the story you've got going. But if you want a shift or you want rapid change, this goes for all of us, you have to make a decision that I'm going to change this story. I'm going to be an intentional thinker in my head. I'm going to intentionally think different thoughts so that I get a different result. I'm going to intentionally think different thoughts so that I generate a different feeling so that things get easier. I'm going to use my brain proactively. I'm going to focus and think proactively. Okay? Step three, this is where all the work is, right? Or as we like to say, all the play, tell that new story. How can I talk about the current situation in a way that feels good? How can I say something about the current situation that makes it easier for me, that shifts me emotionally, that matches up what I want to match and still feels good? So if I'm saying something like, I hate all the foods that I need to eat for gut health, it's too hard to eat properly, it's too hard to do the things I need to do, do I want to keep matching that? And if I don't, then I must find a way to talk about the current situation. So we know the tricks because we're brain trainers. Using that word but as a transition is a really good idea. It's been hard in the past, but I'm getting better at it. I didn't have such strong desire before, and I'm noticing that I'm finding things that I like. I still don't like everything that I need to eat, but I'm finding things I like, but it's getting easier. But I've got my mindset on board now. It's easier because I'm understanding how my brain works. I notice when I think better thoughts, I find foods that I like. I notice that my palate is changing. I have stronger desire now, right? When I start to say those things, don't you start to feel the energy shift already just hearing me say those sentences? Well, imagine when you're thinking sentences like that in your brain for a minute to 2 minutes to 3 minutes a day. Wow, right? And then the final step, step four, is feel the positive emotion that's generated from the new proactive story. Feel the positive emotion. Ride that positive emotion. That's how you know it's working. So the main principles that your people need to know are the principles that are conveyed in those steps. They need to know about the reticular activating system. Frankly, I think sometimes if people just know about that, it's like this huge light bulb that goes, oh my gosh, that's why I'm getting the results I'm getting. Everything I'm thinking about, everything I'm talking about, I just do it on automatic pilot and I get the same results over and over again. The other principle that it's important for people to know is the power of feeling good, and that when you feel good, you use your best brain. You open up the creative pathways in your brain. You make better choices. You show up in the world in a different way. You are a different person. You are more intentional. You're more fun to be around. You are more relaxed, so that the actual act of getting yourself to a feel-good place gives you better results. And then finally, that it is applied to every single industry. It's applied to every single industry. And so how do you actually introduce this in your circle? How do you actually bring up this? You know, they're coming to your world for gut health. I've got an upset stomach, or I've got a bad gut, or I'm having these digestive issues. And so how do you take that problem and say, oh, you need to think differently, right? Like, it's a little weird. Same with the parenting. Hi, my kids won't behave. Well, you need to think differently. So in the next episode, we'll talk about that. How do you transition them, and what do you tell them to make that light bulb go on? Okay, it's going to be fun. I know you're going to love it, because I know you get this and I know you're powerfully behind this, and it will benefit you when your people really get it too, because they'll have more rapid change. Their change will happen more quickly. And then you look like a rock star. Isn't that great? All right, we'll see you in episode 2.